The White House says all US citizens traveling or residing in Russia should leave immediately. That's after a Moscow court ruled to detain Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich on espionage charges. Gershkovich, who is a US citizen, has pleaded not guilty. The White House says the charges against him are ridiculous.
We don't have any specific indication that journalists would be targeted. As we know, this is incredibly, sadly common for Russia to detain Americans. And that's why we've been very clear about Americans not going to Russia. It is not safe for Americans right now in Russia.
Senegal's opposition leader Ousmane Sonko has been given a two-month suspended sentence for defaming the tourism minister. He did not appear in court. Sonko has said the case against him is politically motivated. Police have been deployed in large numbers in the capital, Dakar, to prevent any violence. Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro has returned home after spending 3 months in the US state of Florida. The far-right former leader was greeted by crowds of supporters as he arrived at his party headquarters in Brasilia. He met with party officials who hope he will lead opposition against President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Thousands of people have gathered in Tel Aviv to support Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his delayed plans to decrease the powers of the courts. Demonstrators marched across a major city highway. The rally, led by far-right organizations, follows months of anti-government protests opposing Netanyahu's proposals. Prosecutors in Mexico have opened a murder investigation and identified 8 suspects after Monday's fire at a migrant detention center that killed 39 people. The suspects include 2 federal agents and a state immigration official. Mexico's president initially blamed migrants for the fire, but video evidence shows what appears to be guards failing to open locked doors. There's another major train derailment in the US, with a train hauling ethanol and corn syrup coming off the tracks in the state of Minnesota. The government says 14 of the rail cars were carrying hazardous materials. People living within a kilometre of the site have been ordered to evacuate.